Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
Yesterday, there was this broadening out. You had rallies in other areas, some profit taking in tech. It does seem to be that they're coming back for tech today.
And that's what
whether
they
do. It's NVIDIA or even, it's not tech, but let's put Eli Lilly in that group as well. Finished down yesterday despite a big Mounjaro number.
That was wrong because if you take a look, the analysts were very critical of Lilly in the conference call saying, how can you spring this Nash on us? Now remember, this is that non-alcoholic problem with your liver, which does kill a lot of people. It's often fatal. And the reason why they did it was they said, listen, this was phase two data. We just got the data. And it's so great. We felt like we had to disclose it.
Yeah, there was a funny moment on the call where they were like, an analyst asked them, all right, is it like, why aren't you going further? Is it because perhaps you have a better molecule? Remember, they are working on a more effective tirzepatide. That's still in trial. So a lot of questions around that. But a very confident conference call, I would say.
Right, you know, Eli, look, having done some work with the FDA, because my job with the American Migraine Foundation, the American Brain Foundation, you have to understand that when you have a really bad illness, okay, and you have good phase two data, you cannot wait. They might want to bust the trial and just say, listen, we got to start giving people this
drug.
But
you have cyber roaring today. That's Palo Alto after some better than expected numbers from Fortinet and Tenable. And how about this? So 22, 23, every time Snap Inc. reported a bad number. You had big sell-offs in Meta, big sell-offs in Alphabet. Today, it's the opposite. Snap, horrible. Meta, strong day today.
Right. Now, Meta is, people have to understand that what, you have to understand that when you work at a network like we do, the product is the Chicago Fire and the cop shows. That's the product, okay? And the advertisers have rebelled against that. When you're going to Facebook or Instagram, you're the product, and the advertisers love that because it can be targeted by AI. Now, you can't target if you've been on the Snap. None of the advertisers is comfortable because they're not getting any pull from it, from the 800 million MAUs, because younger children do not buy. Now, if you have a Roblox model where you can actually pay, that works. Roblox up. But I just think that there was a moment where people just said, listen, I want to be in front of people's eyeballs. Now we want eyeballs of people who spend. And that's why I think the number that the money that would have gone, honestly, to Snap, Amazon Web Services, because that's where the purchase is. Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.